From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. At least five militants of German origin have been killed in a suspected U.S. drone strike in northwestern Pakistan. The Germans were believed to be involved in terrorist training in an area where troops have been fighting an Islamist insurgency. The strike comes a day after the U.S. and Britain warned of a greater risk of terrorist attacks in Europe. Japan is joining the U.S. in warning tourists of the heightened threat. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels on how Europe is handling the alerts.
Japanese and American travelers are being urged to exercise extra vigilance as they visit European tourist sites and even use public transportation. The warning is based on intelligence assessments that terrorists are targeting Europe, especially Britain, France, and Germany. Britain has cautioned its own citizens about travel to France and Germany. A joint counterterrorism strategy isn't consistently a top priority of European Union leaders, but terrorism researcher Mark Reinhardt of the Swedish Institute of International Affairs says as the talk of large-scale attacks on European citizens could change that.
It's possible that this latest elevation of the threat level could focus minds enough to get them to reprioritize European cooperation against terrorism.
EU justice ministers are expected to take up the issue when they meet Thursday in Luxembourg. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The U.S.'s two-year attempt to extradite reputed Russian arms dealer Viktor Boot on terror-related charges is facing another setback. A court in Thailand is refusing the U.S.'s request to drop new charges against Boot. Washington had filed a second set as a precaution to ensure Boot's extradition, but the new charges of money laundering and wire fraud may now end up dragging out the legal process. The Thai criminal court is expected to take up the matter tomorrow. The Justice Department is charging 11 people, including four Alabama lawmakers, in a wide-ranging public corruption case. Seven of them are in custody, and the FBI is searching for another defendant. We have more on this from NPR's Carrie Johnson.
Federal prosecutors say that four Alabama legislators allegedly agreed to accept cash and other benefits to advance a gambling bill in the State House. Justice Department official Lanny Brewer announced the charges against them.
The 11 defendants named in the indictment are charged with forming a corrupt network of legislators, businessmen, and lobbyists whose aim was to manipulate the democratic process for personal gain.
Lobbyists and business owners allegedly promised the lawmakers millions of dollars in campaign contributions and said they'd get country music stars to help with re-election campaigns. Alabama Governor Bob Riley said the charges were disappointing but not surprising. Supporters of some of the lawmakers are defending them by arguing the investigation is politically motivated. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow's down 91 points at 10,739. This is NPR. A pioneer of in vitro fertilization, Robert Edwards, is this year's recipient of the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Edwards and Patrick Steptoe, who died more than 20 years ago, developed a technique in which egg cells were fertilized outside the body, then implanted in the womb. Religious leaders accuse Edwards of playing God, but the technique led to the first so-called test tube baby in 1978. Since then, millions of infertile couples have been able to have children through IVF. Europe takes back golf's Ryder Cup, beating the U.S. by a narrow margin, 14.5 points to 13.5 points today. Because of rain delays, the event in Wales spilled over to a Monday for the first time in Ryder Cup history. NPR's Tom Goldman reports it was a dramatic finish with Europe winning in the final match.
Going into Monday, Europe was in command. The Europeans needed to win only 5 of 12 possible points in the Monday singles matches. But the U.S. rallied to tie the competition at 13.5 points. That left the final singles match between Irishman Graham McDowell and American Hunter Mahan as the decider. With their teammates, thousands of fans, millions of TV viewers watching, the two battled each other and their nerves over the final few holes. After McDowell sank a key birdie putt on the 16th hole, Mahan needed to win the last two holes to clinch an American victory, but he flubbed a chip shot on the 17th that clinched it for McDowell and Europe. Mahan was bereft after his match, said U.S. teammate Stuart Sink. Mahan was in the toughest spot there is in the game of golf, and he performed like a champ. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.